Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Max Alescu, who is the CEO of ViewPost. Max, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So we're here to talk about what problems you're solving in a really interesting part of payments, B2B payments, that, as we chatted a little bit before this interview, is horribly broken. So tell us, what part of B2B payments are you out to fix, and how are you doing it?
Well, when we think of the payment problem, we think of it much more broadly than the delivery of the money. That, of course, in and of itself is an enormous problem that has yet to be solved. There are some interesting opportunities that are on the roadmap. Same day ACH is interesting, but then again, we're still dealing with batch-based processes that are fundamentally preconditioned on the ability to know how to pay the person that you're intending to pay. So gathering their information, updating and maintaining that information. And then there's the delivery of the data on what you're paying. And there's the integration of all of that data out of and into accounting platforms. So when we think of B2B payments, we think of it as at a holistic level. In order to really solve the problem, you have to be able to connect businesses with one another. You have to be able to deliver both information. You have to make the ability to pay your trading partners and receive payment from your trading partners simple and easy, regardless of the payment method. And you have to be able to deliver information along all of those rails, agnostic of financial institution or company size. So that's a lot, but that's really what it takes in order to cure the disease. And that's what ViewPost is and has set out to do.
So how do you do it?
Right. So it starts with connecting businesses with one another and not having a focus on solving for the benefit of one segment of the ecosystem or another. So if you look at the historical players in whether you call it electronic invoice presentment or payment, you really see companies that have been designed to solve big company payables problems. Mm-hmm. So big expensive software for big complex companies like Ariba or OB10 in Europe. And then on top of that, you could have bolt-on solutions for invoice routing and workflows coming from Bazware or MarkView or the like that integrate expensively with SAP and Oracle. And they're all very expensive, and they're all generally conditioned on the big company having enough power to mandate that their vendors, both big and small, because everyone does business with all size companies, be willing to change their business practices for the benefit of their large customer. Unfortunately for the vendor, if they have lots of customers who all have lots of power, you have distinct processes across all of the people they do business with, and then the processes that they deploy for everyone else. And so it's a problem for a quadrant. And really that those solution sets are really based on the assumption that the disease can't be cured. So they really are treating the symptoms of the disease, the fact that vendors send paper or pictures. And you do have on the billing side of the house other solution providers like Fiserv and FIS and BillTrust that help big companies send out their invoices and, again, try to get the big company's customers to leave their environment when paying bills to log into the big company biller's environment to pay those bills. And, of course, nobody really wants to do that either. So our approach is not to solve for a problem on the billing side or the payable side targeted for big companies or small companies. It's to really be able to create a fabric that allows big companies and small across AR and AP to connect with one another, to be able to connect into the systems and the procedures and the processes and the technologies they've already deployed to do what they already do today. So, for instance, a company that is small that uses QuickBooks or nothing at all, they're a web-only user, can create invoices in their accounting system, but they could also be doing that in their capacity as someone who uses Oracle or SAP. So they do what they do today. They use their accounting system to produce their invoices. But if they're connected to ViewPost, those invoices flow as data and also as pictures to their customers. And if those customers are on ViewPost, then they're able to pull that data as data down into their accounting systems, whether it's Oracle to QuickBooks or if they're a web-only user, on their mobile device, to receive their invoices as payables and to ultimately be able to pay them. And if they're not on ViewPost, then they get delivered it with an invitation to connect and join, no different than someone might send you a connection request on LinkedIn or Facebook. And we've removed the barriers to connectivity by making all of that totally free. So we make it free for companies to send invoices as data from their current systems. We make it free for companies to be able to receive invoices as data into their current systems, no matter whether they're big or small. And we allow the companies on the buying side of the house, the customers who purchase things, to be able to communicate the status of those invoices across all of their vendors so that vendors, in a way that's never really before been available, can track their invoices, something that can mean the difference between success and failure of their business in terms of their cash flow, as easily as they, as consumers, can track a FedEx package or a UPS package. And we similarly deliver remittance data. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody isn't using our payment rails, and we'll talk about our payment capability in a moment, but when a payer makes payment from Oracle or SAP or PeopleSoft or QuickBooks or the web, when they send those payments, it could be an e-payables payment. It could be a ACH or a wire or checks. We receive that information from the accounting platform, so we know how they paid, on what they've paid, when they paid. And we deliver notifications via ViewPost, which can be delivered to mobile devices or email inboxes, always with invitations to connect, which is free, both for the payer sending that data and for the recipient receiving it. They can pull that information down as the vendor into their accounting system to automatically apply payment with, again, no cost and no data entry. So it's about a fabric that connects invoicing and payables across disparate systems and different size companies. We charge nothing for any of that. People don't have to use a payment rail through ViewPost. They use their conventional rails with their banks. We are very interested in addition to solving the remittance data problem for big companies and small, but also solving the paper check problem in the U.S. And we are able to do that because people can outsource the production of their checks to ViewPost, in which case the big or small company who is doing a check run simply sends a command to us via our integrations, which again cost nothing, to produce their checks. And we actually do produce their signature present actual checks. But we have worked with some of the biggest banks in the country to be able to have the ability to deposit those checks efficiently and in near real time into the checking accounts of their customers. And we're able to do that because their customers, when payments are delivered, are able to enroll in ViewPost, and they also engage with us as the vendor to deposit those checks into their checking account. And through our integrated relationships with some of the biggest banks in the country, we are able to recognize who the payments are for, create deposit tickets, essentially, and deliver them into the bank, leveraging Check 21 and actual signature present logo checks that are printed and produced. But we're able to do that in seconds. So for the payer who wants to eliminate paper checks or the production and handling of them, and for the vendor who wants to eliminate waiting for them to arrive and then getting them into the bank and then applying the payment on the checks, we charge for that service. If a paper check is being mailed, actually mailed, because the vendor is not yet enrolled in ViewPost and we, of course, do deliver the payment, then we charge 75 cents for the payer to outsource the production and mailing of that check. But we send invitations electronically and on the paper check to enroll in ViewPost in their account to engage with us to deposit that item so that the four or five or seven other invoices which are going to be paid over the coming weeks can be deposited electronically. And as soon as the recipient, the vendor, enrolls, we are then able to begin making electronic deposit into their checking account very quickly, certainly same day. And we charge the vendor nothing at all for that service. The cost to the payer then goes down from 75 cents to 50 cents.
Wow. That was a lot. That's a very, very interesting, very clever way to attack the problem, because you started on the supplier side, which I think is interesting. And you've eliminated the friction of the buyer-supplier having to decide how the supplier gets paid. You've initiated this with an invoice that doesn't require that the supplier do anything but connect to your software platform.
Right, and when that's no different than connecting to, right? It's like signing up for Facebook or LinkedIn.
Yep. And then thereafter, there's this opportunity then to create the network effect with the buyers, who can then communicate more efficiently with the supplier. What's the conversion ratio, if you're able to say, with that process?
I'll address that in just a moment, but I want to clarify one I think small but important matter, and that is that our design is to eliminate the chicken or the egg problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, in fact, have to start with the vendor sending an invoice to the customer. We have many people who start in their capacity as buyers connecting to their vendors. So the concept of a vendor portal, which, you know, you're very familiar with, mm-hmm. You spend $500,000 to $5 million to allow your vendors to see the status of your open invoices so they don't have to call you and you don't have to take those phone calls. We really are turning on its head. So the vendor portal concept is pay for this thing, and then your vendors can leave their environment to come to your environment to see what's going on. If you're a vendor and you have five different customers, each using a different vendor portal or the same service provider, you still go to five different places. So on ViewPost, we give that capability away for free to everyone. Big mm-hmm. companies are small, and so we're finding some very big companies, Fortune 500 companies, are using ViewPost. And they sign up, we connect into their Bazware system and their PeopleSoft system or their MarkView and Oracle system, and they start sending invitations to their vendors to connect with them. So the vendors are sending invoices in the mail or they're emailing invoices to them, and then they receive an invitation from their customer saying, connect with me on ViewPost, it's free, and you'll be able to see the status of all of your open invoices, that I have them, when they're scheduled for payment, and that I paid. It's free for you to join. Click here. They're all contextual, and so you have vendors signing up because the customers are inviting to share information with them that doesn't require the vendor to do anything differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the vendor can't see the status of the invoices that haven't yet gotten into the system. So there's a black hole initially for the vendor for invoices that are, say, less than 5 or 10 days old that have been mailed.
Mm-hmm.
But the vendor, for free, can eliminate that black hole by connecting QuickBooks to ViewPost, where suddenly the invoices are delivered instantaneously, and they can see that they're received, and they can see when they've been they're being routed for approval, and they've been approved. So we deliver an ever-increasing set of value propositions to both the buyer and the vendor for deeper and deeper utilization, and we remove the barriers to utilization by not charging for that and delivering more value. So it can be, in that instance, those email registration rates are, from the initial email, around 52%, which is surprisingly high registration rate, we are told. But for us, we think we can do much better, and we are doing much better nearly on a weekly basis. So it's either way, buyer inviting vendor, which then triggers the vendor to do what they're doing today,
mm-hmm.
send invoices out of QuickBooks, but suddenly you have visibility into what's happening with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that out of Microsoft Dynamics if they happen to use that. And if they don't use anything at all, they can do it from their mobile device. They don't have to walk around with pieces of paper or come back to the office and open a Word invoice template and email it. They can just create it on their phone and deliver it. And if go ahead.
You're eliminating the excuse, it's lost in our accounting department.
That's right.
It's like the dog ate my homework, the corporate version. Let's talk a little bit about your business model.
Sure.
Because obviously, I think to be very efficient, the goal is to have all of this happen electronically, funds to
mm-hmm.
be deposited electronically, and that, of course, is where you go from 75 cents to 50 cents, and who the heck knows what will happen once, if same-day ACH becomes a reality and there are fees associated with that that may compress your margins at some point. Mm-hmm. How do you make money? Because it isn't on the 50 cents a transaction.
Well, I mean, our processes are very efficient. So we actually do make money on 50 cents a transaction, and there are a lot of those transactions. We are agnostic of payment, however. So, you know, there are integrations that are happening with major financial institutions that will allow their customers to be able to leverage bank payment rails through VuePost.
Mm-hmm.
And if that rail, ACH or e-payables, P-card payments, are their payment method of choice, we're perfectly okay with that. We are not trying to require or force people to use our payment method. It is simply an option if people find it beneficial. So far, they find it very beneficial. But we are an open platform, and if there is a more efficient, more effective payment method, we are perfectly happy to allow and support integration with those capabilities, because we really are the fabric of the connection between these companies and the delivery of the data. That is the most valuable proposition that VuePost delivers. One of the things we didn't talk about, and then which goes to our business model, is that on delivering to all size companies a distributed vendor portal capability, which is to say where you're pushing the data into the account of the vendor rather than requiring them to come to you, we are bringing the ability to have any size company offer to be able to pay any of their open invoices earlier than the due date through dynamic discounting on demand. So conventionally, dynamic discounting has only been available to very, very big companies, and then only ones that knew how to pay their vendors electronically, and then it was an inefficient process for vendors because even when you asked for payment, you had to know in advance when you wanted to be paid because the payment couldn't be really delivered efficiently and in real time. So on VuePost, any size company, and when you look at even small business segments of banks, what you will find is that the average utilization of credit lines for those that are able to obtain them is about 42%, which is that they have availability of capital, and of course banks are sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars in cash in all segments of the bank, small businesses and large. So we give any size company the ability to broadcast to their vendors a willingness to pay any invoice that's approved on demand, and for the benefit of the vendors, we give them the ability to see across all of their connected customers which ones are willing to pay invoices now rather than on the due date dynamically, so fees getting lower, controlled by the buyer as they get closer to being due. And so a vendor who previously did not have access to untapped liquidity in their receivables via VuePost is able to turn all of their receivables into immediate sources of cash. And we bring the ability to leverage excess cash to the customer, the buyer. And when buyers do that, they share a percentage of the savings with us. And so it's another form of revenue that VuePost generates by unlocking savings for the buyer and creating new sources of liquidity for the vendor. So for us, it's really all about value creation and then value capture. But even then... Sorry, go ahead.
That's very clever because so much of the task of a small business or large business is managing your working capital and your cash flow and
Absolutely.
The ability to sort of have a dashboard where you can begin to push those buttons efficiently is certainly very, very valuable. I bet the banks are very intrigued by this too. I know you have a partnership with U.S. Bank.
That's right. Yeah, and there are a series of other financial institutions that will be announced in the coming months. Banks recognize a number of value proposition sets relating to ViewPost. First, the opportunity to unlock that data is conditioned on having customers that are willing to use a platform. And having customers willing to use a platform is a function of eliminating the barriers to utilization. It's wonderful to be able to charge $15 a month or $29 a month or $70 a month for those companies that are willing to pay that. But the overwhelming majority of small business and middle market companies don't want to pay for electronification tools. It's mm-hmm. not the next most important thing. But if you can give that solution away to them and you can begin capturing that data set on what's really going on with their working capital, and to be clear, I don't mean when they're scheduled based on the invoice date in their accounting system to be paid, but in fact the connection that can exist to the customer, which tells you when the customer is actually going to pay the bill, then you have visibility into working capital that's connected and enriched by data. And you also have the ability to be able to act on what people say they're actually going to do, which is to say, if one of your customers is generally pays invoices on time, but 20 days into the life of the invoice, there was a problem with some of your product, and it went into a suspense account and got rescheduled for 20 days out. If you don't know that, you think you're going to be paid on time. Mm-hmm. And you may schedule your invoices, your payables, and other projects based on an assumption as to what your liquidity is. You think it's going to be. It isn't what it actually is. On ViewPost, when that rescheduled invoice is rescheduled, you immediately know about it. You can actually see it in a working capital cash flow graph. And that means you have, in advance of there being a problem as a small business, an opportunity to react to that problem. So you might react to that problem by now asking someone else to pay an invoice early to normalize your cash flow. You may act on that problem by borrowing from your line of credit at your bank or moving cash from one checking account into another in a more deeply integrated relationship, which is where we're going with financial institutions. The financial institution itself could help you solve that problem because it has an even deeper understanding of your cash, liquidity, and credit availability. And that's really the promise that the banks are trying to unlock. Be able to deliver really rich, meaningful working capital services and consulting in a real-time way based on data.
Well, and I mean, you're basically doing all the underwriting for them because you're capturing the data that allows them to make a decision about whether to say yes or no, and if yes, how much. That's pretty valuable.
I agree. There is a significant opportunity within simply bank lending because this data is not data that was otherwise available, and now we are very privacy constrained. And so we're very sensitive to customers wanting their bank to have access to that data, and that is something that people opt into. If we were to move into that direction, then it would be with consent, obviously, and the consent would likely be delivered because your ability to be able to borrow less expensively or access credit improves. Right.
It's interesting that this provides financial institutions with the opportunity to get into the small business, kind of the alternative lending business without really getting into it. You're just the enabler of information. Obviously, your customers would have to opt into that, but you're providing the opportunity for banks to execute on that kind of a lending opportunity where they probably weren't in a position to do that absent your information and your relationships.
Absolutely the case. The other reason that we're having so much dialogue with banks and there's so much activity is that we really are horizontal, and the banks, to their credit, recognize that. ViewPost isn't about their small business customers. It's just as applicable to every single one of their middle market, mid-corp, and large-corp customers. Banks understand that their big customers do business with small customers, and it is the inefficiency oftentimes of small customers that creates inefficiency and opportunity for their large if solved. So, for instance, by enrolling small businesses, you electronify the process for big customers, and by enrolling big companies, you increase the density of enrolling their small customers. Whether in capacity of vendors or buyers, banks have very large lockbox operations that are very expensive to maintain from a CapEx perspective, whose singular purpose is to help very large companies and medium-sized companies deal with the inefficiencies of check-based payments. Banks know that checks are declining, and yet that infrastructure isn't going anywhere for a very long time unless they can accelerate the elimination of check. And in ViewPost's case, any large company who's a very large lockbox user is able to enroll, connect to their customers, who are business to business. They can begin delivering invoices electronically as a vendor for free. Their customers, who are often big and small, can pull those invoices into their accounting system. And they can make payment not only to that bank lockbox customer, but everyone else they happen to do business with less expensively than today. They produce the check, pay for the envelope and the stamp. And those payments are delivered into the bank lockbox customer's concentration account seconds later, not days later, always with remittance information that can be pulled into ERP systems at zero cost. So the opportunity to help big companies and small who are already indicating that they want help accelerating their receivable cycle through lockboxes accelerate by several days while reducing cost and improving their data integration is something that's of great value to big through our capability. And banks understand that as well.
So what gave you the idea to create ViewPost?
So the other company that I run, LSQ Funding Group, is 19 years old, and it is a factoring company, an asset-based lender that I started when I was 25. We are now one of the largest in the country independently owned factors and asset-based lenders, growing very, very rapidly because, as you know, talking about alternative lending, there is a desperate need to provide financing to the small business segment that, you know, employs 60% of the workers in the country but still struggles with access to liquidity. So that business sits in the middle of invoicing and payments. And, you know, we are looking at growth in the upcoming year of almost 150% on top of billions of dollars in invoice transactions in this past year. And as we began in late 2010, when we were growing at 20 and 30% a year, looking into the future where we believed and now are growing at, you know, 100+% a year, started asking ourselves in what was already a paperless process, what's going to break? Where are we going to experience friction if we increase our growth rate from 20 to 100 or 200% a year? And what we identified was that our areas of friction were around how our clients produce and deliver invoices and how their customers communicate the status and ultimately make payment on invoices. And we were paperless because we dealt with, like everyone does, the paper and the pictures that are sent to us. We couldn't really solve the problem on the customer side, so it's true of the 100,000 companies that we might do business with a year at LSQ, there are about 24 that have online portals, but we go to 24 different places to find out what's going on. And it's 24 different login credentials, different representations of data. And then we have to download forms or take screenshots and then manually enter it into our system. And, of course, every one of the other customers, we have to call or email. So, you know, in late 2010, as we were planning for the kind of growth that we are now experiencing, we realized that the impediments to scale for us weren't things that we could control. They were really about how business everywhere in the world is done. And we began focusing on, why is it done that way? there has to be a solution to this problem. And it was really about a reinvention of how companies are connected and do business with one another we set about focusing on in terms of the nature of the problem. So the things we had always done to electronify our own business, we really saw as crutches and wheelchairs. We deployed technology to help us treat the symptom of the disease. And, you know, our focus was, how are we ever going to have to stop, how are we ever going to be able to stop buying more aspirin? And Viewpost became the cure, the vaccine.
Wow. Well, it's a great story, and it's a really clever way to solve a big pain point in the business. I know that you can either create aspirins or vitamins. Isn't that what the VCs say? They invest in aspirins or vitamins, and I think this is a little bit of both, because it certainly solves the problem, but it creates lots of opportunities that create healthy businesses all the way around. It was really great to get to know you, Max. I really appreciate your time.
You too. Thanks very much. And, you know, feel free to reach out anytime.
We shall. We'll definitely be looking out for your latest announcements, and we'll be back in touch. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.